Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Golden Bachelor recap podcast hosted by male interracial best friend duo. How you feeling, AB? Finale? One season in the books? Probably many more to look forward to?
Are you fucking not entertained, pal?
I was entertained.
These people entertained?
I feel
is that good enough for you?
I don't know if it is. That's why I'm asking. I don't know.
That's the best hour and a half of television I've ever seen, top to bottom.
Well, it's 2 hours. Where's the bad half hour? The end?
Well, no. When I was watching on my stream, it was an hour and a half of content.
Your stream? It sounds like you got it from 1, 2, 3 movies or something.
Well, I did. Full disclosure, DirecTV's in disputes with ABC right now, so I did not get to watch it on my DVR. Had to find a different way to watch it. I did. It's the best way to watch it because I didn't have any commercials, didn't have to fast forward anything. So yeah, hour and a half, start to finish, locked in.
That's good. That's
how could someone watch what just happened? How could someone watch that and tell
what more
me
do you want?
What more do you? Well, I don't just don't understand. If you watch that and you didn't enjoy
don't come to the messenger.
If you watched that and you didn't enjoy it, this just simply isn't the show for you. That is peak
that
Bachelor.
That
every single thing you want from the finale, that's exactly what the concept of the show was, and it was executed to perfection by everyone involved,
including the host, who I
including
have even
the host,
more glowing
who
praise
it out
for.
Of the park.
We
were wondering how Jesse
host.
Was going to do. We weren't really wondering. We both knew he would rise to the occasion, but yeah he did it. He did it. Everyone did it. They should be proud of themselves for this television. Okay? What are the awards you can win? Emmys? Is that what they should get an Emmy for this episode?
Emmy.
Just this episode. The Emmy goes to
Jesse Palmer.
Gary Turner and Jesse Palmer. Gary and Jesse go accept the Emmy because you guys did it. You really, really did it this time. You can't even write that type of stuff.
We will save our, I have brief comments, I guess, on the Hollywood Reporter expose, you could say. No link has been sent to us more frequently than that. No piece of news. People know not to send us spoilers, but no piece of
that.
News has been sent to us more than that.
Well, we're the Gary guys, so they want answers from us.
We're the Gary
Your
guys.
Your guy, Gary.
We're the Gary guys. Hey. This is like the most popular show, the most popular Bachelor show since we've started doing this, I think. I didn't run
it's
the numbers
not the
on
most,
that.
It's the most popular, and it is the best Bachelor show we've ever done, and I feel very confident
saying that.
Start to
well.
Finish, this was the best season of The Bachelor I've ever seen, and it might not be close, okay?
Maybe he's got his pitchfork, but it's for anybody who didn't like the finale.
Yeah.
Or something like
right.
that.
I'm riding for the Bachelor. I'm at the Bachelor studios, walking out with my pitchfork to...
Yeah, encouraging them to follow
encouraging
you.
Encouraging everyone to get inside.
Come on out here. Shout out to everyone who bought merch last Black Friday weekend. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Even bigger shout out to those that waited a couple days, Rim.
Nobody did. Everybody
dang.
Took advantage of the deal.
Dang.
Nobody
dang.
Did. Sad,
dang,
sad
dang,
report.
Dang. Dang. Yeah.
Let us know when you start getting it in, and if you're satisfied with the quality, we did put out some embroidered designs without ordering samples first. A risk. Rim and AB. They call us Risk and AB. So let us know how those turned out. Okay, finale, unless you had anything else.
No.
Jesse came out to some Price is Right music. I don't know if you noticed that. It had a game show feel when they might have pressed the wrong button. He comes out, he's like, ba-da-ba-ba-da. Jesse comes out.
Did he jog out?
A lot of Bachelor Nation folks there. Most of the Golden cast, they acknowledge them. For some reason, they did. I feel like they didn't last finale. It was odd. And also teases an announcement that will leave everyone stunned. And we'll tease our reaction to that announcement if we were indeed stunned for later in the episode.
Jesse says it's only been a few short months since Gary Turner came into our lives.
Like a whirlwind.
Well said, Jesse.
Yeah.
Well said
that it's only been a few short months.
Will never be the same. And it's only been a few months.
In Costa Rica with Gary and the Lion King soundtrack.
Hmm.
I don't know if you picked up on that. I'm the soundtrack guy of us two.
I don't remember a piece of music being played last night.
Gary's got a great connection with Leslie, but everything changed after his overnight with Teresa. Perhaps his daughters and granddaughters can lend their advice.
He did say they get lost in each other, Rim. Leslie and
him and
Gary.
Leslie. Yeah.
They get lost in each other.
Well, Gary's words mean nothing, as we know, so I just glossed over
All right, Rim, relax.
Jennifer and Angie, his daughters, granddaughters, Peyton and Charlie. I thought these meet the family scenes were great. It was clear, though, that nothing they said had any effect whatsoever. Gary's aide, I think his decision was already made prior to these meetings, but also they just...
Well, it goes back to, you know, it's a different dynamic than we're used to on these, Meet the Parents. What's a granddaughter going to say to their grandfather? Like, my granddaughter one day was like, hey, I'm not liking this choice you're making. It's like, shut the fuck up, you fucking whippersnapper. Shut up. You can't tell me nothing.
I'm 72.
Are you
when I was your
kidding
age,
me?
I was
18
working.
Years old.
Yeah.
I was in the coal mines
got drafted when I was your age.
Are you joking me? You're going to tell me you don't like Teresa? You're going to tell me you don't like Leslie? Come on.
Anyway,
show a little respect.
Shout out to Peyton and Charlie, who seemed very sweet.
They did. But had they said anything to me and I was Gary, I would have told them to fuck off. You young kid.
You're lucky we even got you tickets to fly all the way down here with your grades. Teresa.
Yeah, so they're not going to say anything about these ladies. It's the long story short. They're not going to say anything about the ladies. And they're good ladies, Rim.
They are good ladies.
There's nothing bad to say about them.
Teresa first. I thought this was going to be the awkward family meeting. I predicted this would be the like, wow, they got concerns about Teresa. Kind of like Dotton last season, where it was like Dotton and the family don't get along at all. Mom hates Dotton. With the daughters, Teresa reminds us of Gary's smooth move with the icing on his lip. A lot of great...
People forget about the
memories
icing on the lip.
From this season. Just a lot of great moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Angie had a funny reaction to that. Angie was funny. Angie was loose and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa tells her story with her husband Billy passing away. At this point, I was mildly concerned that this remained their only connection point. This is post-overnight date. And, hey, why do you like my dad so much? Well, we both lost our spouses. I was a little... Not that that's not to diminish that, but
I think what it turns out
by now, yeah,
knowing what's happened is they got so close. They are both extremely comfortable even talking about those stories about each other's deceased spouses at this point.
Yes.
That's how to take it, I think, at the end of the day.
That's how I took it.
But yeah, I understand what you're saying right now. Yeah.
Just writing notes and saying them, you know, sure. I don't even know if I believe them. Gary with Jenny and Angie after that. Dad Gary came out. Wild card Angie is what I'll refer to her as, definitely wild card boots, and he gave her a look like,
"How dare you?
These cameras aren't pretend. These cameras aren't here.
How dare you?
We're not doing that." Actually, it was very much watch it, watch it.
It was a watch it moment.
I will get angry. Don't think I won't get angry with all these people now.
Don't think I won't get angry. I'll shut this whole thing down.
We're not talking. Don't make me come back there, Angie, who's like 40. We're not talking that. We're not doing that, Angie. There were several laugh out loud moments in these meetings with the family.
Absolutely.
Angie and Jenny, two thumbs up. They're on board.
Mm-hmm.
And outside, Gary says, "I just want to remind you, Teresa, that I love you." The first on camera, "I love you," from Gary to Teresa. Any other comments on that? Expectations after that first meeting?
Gary handed Teresa a vodka orange juice without her knowing.
Did you know that at the time?
No, I didn't. I had no idea, but it's important to note that for later, I think.
Well, he didn't know it either.
He didn't know it, no.
Okay.
Yeah, how do you just have vodka orange juices sitting out?
Yeah, who made those?
Who made those in
probably Angie?
You need Angie. Obviously, it was Angie. Angie put a splash of vodka in, but I feel like when you have vodka orange juice at 10:30 in the morning, you need to.
This might have been 6:30.
You need to let everyone know, hey, we got vodka orange juices here. You don't just let the orange juice pitcher sit out.
Back on that.
Exactly.
Teresa and Gary, nighttime. A little zebra number from Teresa.
Oh, her outfit?
Yeah, you got a beautiful zebra dress. Mm. And Gary, underdressed. A full zip, lightweight hoodie, like he's rolling the garage bin out to the curb on an early October morning. Just throw this on.
Teresa.
That's what I said. Maybe he's so comfortable with Teresa. It's a cozy night in with this girl.
Cozy night in with my boo. Mm-hmm.
They do talk about the surprise vodka and the orange shoes. Mm-hmm. That leads her to tell a story about a vodka story. I call that
getting
about
fucked
Billy.
Up on mimosas with Billy. She told the story about.
This was the moment you mentioned. And this was a great moment. Each of them sharing stories about their deceased spouses and agreeing that that is valuable to their growth together.
It was a great moment. Yeah. Sharing great stories about their past, smiling about the good times, just laughing about the good times, Rim.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. He had lipstick on his lips, and I would have preferred her to wipe that off for him.
He had lipstick, her lipstick, I assume.
He had her lipstick, bright red lipstick on his lips.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. I was looking into their eyes.
Yeah, no, he looked bad.
It was loose conversation, easy, fun. Let's cut to the fucking Webbers. Let's see what the Webbers, where is Ja? Let's see what the Webbers think of this on the picture-in-picture. Did you have an issue with this season's finale picture-in-picture like last? I did.
Oh, you did? No, I didn't even notice it, really.
You blocked it out.
I think at this moment, because I don't even know what you're talking about right now. I think in this moment,
Barb and her husband were like...
I heard after the fact that Barb was there. I don't remember seeing Barb. I think it was because I was focused on his lipstick on his lips. I'm like,
could it be that
someone wiped that off of that man?
The aspect ratio on your illegal streaming site, it cut off the bottom.
I don't think so. I saw some picture in pictures. In fact, I saw one of our listeners on the picture.
Oh, how about that?
She made the picture in picture.
That's a big deal. Well, now I feel bad about shitting on the picture in picture, but I was not a fan.
Picture in picture was good. Yeah. Was it too much again?
It's too much again. You know, Barb's a jump scare sometimes, but you should come to expect it at this point. Yeah. They also would show
Barb's gonna be there. I mean,
Barb's gonna be there.
Get serious. There's nothing scary about it anymore. She's gonna be there.
They kept showing his family, and his family looked solemn and stone faced almost every time.
Well, they
and
know it's coming.
Well, I knew I was reading into that, like, oh. You know, does
oh,
that
you're
mean
reading
something?
Into it.
Yeah, it was just so it was distracting to me at times. So I was like, does that mean they don't like who he picked or something happened with him and Teresa? I don't know.
Sure.
Anyway, I feel like on the regular seasons, they beat around the bush a lot in this final conversation. They talk around each other. They don't want to be definitive about anything. These two were more like, I'm only going to propose if I'm 1,000% in. Mm. And if not, then it's nothing. So it's, you know, heart might get shattered tomorrow. I'll keep you updated. You know, there was they weren't scared to say that, I guess.
Nope.
Anything else on Leslie?
Teresa. No, I couldn't get past the lipstick on his lips. Right? I really couldn't.
What were you thinking as far as her? Who would win going into that?
When they
this?
Were talking about the stories about their former spouses. You know, that seemed like something special. And they were having conversations you just don't see on this type of show.
No, it's true.
They seem like old pals. The cameras weren't even there. That's what they seemed like to me.
I agree. Leslie meets the family. She tells us that in the overnight date, he told me he wants to be with me, in so many words. So she's feeling confident. With his daughters, she described the relief she felt the first time she heard Gary swear, another laugh-out-loud moment, when he clarified the word had an exclamation point and not a question mark.
Mm-hmm. They're having a blast. These guys,
they were having
just,
a blast.
It's just, it is just a hoot. It really is. It really is a hoot when these two get together.
I think it's a hoot when Gary's with his family. I think Gary can...
Yeah, but with Leslie is a nice addition to the family in terms of the hoot factor.
The hoot factor does go up because she brings a little unexpected edge out of Gary.
Unexpected. You never know what Leslie's going to say.
You don't get sex jokes with Gary.
No.
As often. Unless Leslie's around. Unless Leslie's there. Elbowing him in the gut. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ribbing him. Yeah.
Ribbing him. Granddaughters and Leslie. She goes on about how sincere he is. One of them tears up and says, we've always seen that in Grandpop. They were big fans of Teresa, and now Leslie moved ahead on their power rankings. Yep. Luckily, their opinion doesn't matter. No offense to them, but Gary is not taking it into consideration whatsoever.
As it should not.
I don't even think he asked them anything.
Why would he? Why would you? I'm 70 years old. I don't need your advice. You're 20. What are you going to tell me about love? I've been through love. I've been through heartbreak. You don't know shit.
Okay,
and daughters with all due respect.
With all due respect. Daughters with Leslie. Jenny was the one of her and Angie who served as a parent figure. She played the role of like, if my son were to propose tomorrow, sure, would you say yes type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Leslie reminds us of their to death do us part conversation.
She's ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man of my dreams. He really is, she says. Wow.
I may have been wrong. In fact, I know I was wrong about their post-overnight date. Their vibe was off in the morning. I thought maybe Leslie had fallen out of love with him then.
Oh, I think I may have been wrong. But it wasn't
that. I don't know what it was.
Did you have it flipped?
I don't know.
I think maybe Gary was off.
And maybe she was,
And she was in love. Gary was starting to realize what was happening here. I don't like her as much.
Maybe. That's a possibility, though. She did keep saying he told me in the overnight dates.
I need to know what Gary said.
Well, you're never going to, because Liz has got too much integrity.
I know that.
I thought I thought a Nick Vile moment was coming. I was like, whoa.
If I was Leslie, I'd do a tell-all book. That's what I'd do.
Well, you're getting
Gary
Turner
tell-all
money, man.
Yeah. I'd make my money. Okay, tell-all.
Those are in high demand right now. People are thirsty for the
people
Gary's
would be thirsty
tea.
To find out what's going on in that fantasy suite. Okay,
Patreon.com.
I'd pay big money
Leslie
for
the Golden
I'd
Bachelor.
I'd pay $50
yeah.
just to watch her do like a video recording of what happened in there.
We're having fun. I would
pay per view.
I don't want to know.
Or you don't want to know.
I'll get to that.
Well,
later.
You're not as messy as me.
No, I'm not.
Never
I'm not.
Have been.
I'm not. I'm not nasty.
No,
AB.
Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that.
Gary with the daughters. Jenny, not positive. Leslie's fully ready to accept a proposal from Gary, and Gary is starting to feel the weight of this decision. Gary and Leslie outside, awkward at it. I may have misinterpreted this, but it came off like he was
no,
like...
No, it was awkward.
He was like, you sure you want to... So we got this nighttime deal. You want to do that?
I didn't know
you just want to break up now?
I don't think this was editing. I think that Gary is, in my head, realized in this moment.
Yeah.
I don't know what he realized, but I think I didn't know if he realized that he was choosing Teresa or Leslie. I wasn't sure who he was picking, but I was certain that he had made his choice in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Because he was acting weird. I didn't know if he was thinking, wow, I have to go let Teresa go, or wow, I have to let Leslie go. I didn't know, but I knew he made his decision already. And so did she.
She knew. She knew.
She knew she was toast. Yeah.
Leslie, nighttime. Jesse, the best to ever do it.
The best to ever do it.
Is there something off with Gary? You're about to find out. Legitimately the best to ever do it.
Best to ever do it.
He was on the ride with us At the end, yeah, you could see he really actually cares about these people. I think that's shown throughout the season and previous seasons. He cares about the people that are on the show. He loves the fun of the show. He has so much enthusiasm. And he, when they would cut to break, you know, during a big moment, which they did after this, they would show Jesse and he'd have his head thrown back like, oh, like us watching at home.
He's just along with us. He's a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Leslie starts by acknowledging Gary was not his usual self in the afternoon. He says, the pressure's getting to me.
Yeah.
So they do a re-toast after their initial toast as like a, let's start over.
Start over. Yep.
She gives him a book of photos from their time together.
Little scrapbook situation here.
Anything flat that wasn't bolted down from their journey was included in this book.
Yeah.
Day cards, things of that nature.
Listen, nobody's more touched by a gift than Gary Turner. That man is touched by a gift.
It was a really sweet gift, too.
It was a really sweet gift.
Aaron B. in the audience, like, nodding approvingly. That was, yeah, wow. That's one of my deals. Scrapbooks for relationships. on month two. Week two. I liked how she spun the blank pages as plenty of room for more memories, but the reality is they don't make photo booklets with only 6 slots.
You haven't had enough memories to fill that book.
That's the thing.
But yeah.
Yeah. Then it gets tough, AB.
Yeah, it gets real tough.
I think the first indication was he said, thanks for everything you've done for me, and I hope I've done the same for you. That seemed like a, we had a good run.
Yeah.
Hopefully we both benefited.
Yeah, you could Gary, you know, wears his heart on his sleeve rim, and this is where you could really start to tell this relationship is over.
When she responded and said, I can't imagine being without you, he pulled back and you could see it in his face. He was like,
you see it in his eyes.
Shit.
Yeah, this is going to be tough.
Tears well up.
Yeah.
After she tells him she loves him again, they cut the music. Now, Gary has said, I love you. He has said, you're the one.
This would be a time when you'd say, I love you.
Without even thinking. That would be a snap reply. I love you.
I think this shows that he was no longer in love.
Well, I don't know if he... Well, who's to say? We don't know if he was ever in love or if he fell out of love.
Love's tricky.
That's the thing. And it's nebulous. Mm-hmm. Everyone says that about the sentiment. And he says that is such a special sentiment, which is...
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Not great. Yeah. I'm going to stop you right here.
He knows. She knows.
She knows.
Barb Weber knows, and you saw it in the audience. She had her hands clasped. Oh. We go to break. There's a hug, and Gary has a look on his face. And I was confused by this statement. I thought the look on the face was, this is over. I'm just getting up the courage to say so. And he said, be happy. And the crowd gasped. Why do you think they gasped? Or what was your reaction to when he said, be happy?
Confusion.
Okay. I thought it was a rude thing to say.
Oh, you thought it was a rude thing to say? That's why they were gasping?
I think that's why people gasped.
Were people gasping like that? Because that was a rude thing to say?
That's what I think. I don't know.
Yeah. I wasn't certain that she was done yet at this point, I don't think.
Oh.
Because then she asks him, something you want to tell me? And he just talks about how it's a tough decision, and it's harder than he ever thought was possible. I really thought maybe this isn't even about Leslie, it's about the whole situation starting to weigh on him. That's what I started to think here. So I didn't really take anything away from Be Happy yet.
We see that with leads all the time, that both of them... Both of these nighttime dates end in tears and like,
yeah, they end bad.
Tomorrow's going to be tough.
Something's going to be terrible. Tomorrow's going to be terrible.
I just think he was, I don't know how that could have, there are two interpretations of that. One is like, I want you to be happy. Kind of indicating it might not be you, but it'll be okay. Or like, quit crying, like be happy. You know, you're annoying me. I don't know which interpretation, which one is accurate. Then he says it's time for me to go. Gary's very matter of fact during the exits. He's like, well,
You gotta go.
You gotta go. They're calling me. This was great. I think when he walked in, he knew he was picking Teresa. I think every lead probably knows at this point. It's just a matter of, can you pretend it's 50-50? Can you keep up the facade? I got a lot to think about. Can I keep this ball in the air until the finale?
There were still a lot of kisses even at this point. They were kissing, and they weren't makeout kisses, but they were still kissing.
I think he knew, and I think he felt the weight of the production of a television show to keep Leslie until the end. I don't think he knew you could break up with someone at this point necessarily. Otherwise, he would have. There were so many openings to be like,
it was wide open. When she asked him, something you want to tell me, would have been the perfect opportunity to break up.
Or even before that, yeah. They take a break when he exits the first time, and we're going to take a break now.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
He's crying on the steps and says, you know what? I need to go back and make it official. Knocks on the door. Leslie opens, both in tears. He sits down and said, I've fallen in love with Teresa. That's the direction I'm going to take. A very romantic way to describe his relationship with Teresa. Leslie, not thrilled. What did you make of her reaction?
This was devastating. Truly devastating. She was legitimately heartbroken in front of our eyes. Maybe more so than I've ever seen in my life.
I think.
Especially on this show.
It's up there.
I don't think I've seen anything like this. I wrote, I'm not having fun anymore.
That's what I thought too.
I wrote, I'm not having fun anymore. This is devastating. And I meant it.
She
said,
a lot
it's
of
typical. It's my life.
You know, we spent early this season, we were saying, the people who get broken up with will still leave this net positive because it has reinvigorated. This was different because Leslie's story is, I have married two men and both let me down. And, I have not been, you know, I've not met someone like Gary, so she's riding this high. And then for Gary to leave her at the altar, so to speak, was.
And she's had the storyline of, not a storyline, this is just what she believes in her life.
Yeah.
Her real life is she doesn't feel like she's ever been chosen, including in her marriages.
Yes.
And now this happens. I mean, this just hits a little different.
It was almost too
when
much.
Usually we're dealing with like 28-year-olds crying about never finding love again and never being chosen. That hits a little different than a fucking 65-year-old saying that and
who's
bawling.
Been through it repeatedly over the
decades. Repeatedly been through it.
Yeah.
It just hits a little bit different than what we're used to in a bad way.
It was hard.
But also
to
a good way in terms of just incredible television. You can't. Right.
There's real
stuff.
Emotion.
There's real emotion on our screen.
Yeah. She also took quite a bit of umbrage with the statements he made to her about making her believe that she was the one. You can tell me you love me, then one day later change your mind. She also was glad that she didn't have to make that walk tomorrow in a dress from Joe Bluth's tailor.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go down and get dumped wearing a $60,000 dress. Yeah. Yeah, fuck me, right? No chance. A $60,000 dress.
She said 60,000.
Yeah, that I almost paused. I was like, what number was it?
Did you say 60,000?
$60,000 is, I mean,
what?
That's true. Opening scene of True Beverly Hills type of money. With them diamonds.
God damn.
Yeah, that almost threw me out of the whole
thing. Can you return that? Can you return that dress?
Well, she ain't paying for it. That's
I need
a
the show to
wear.
Be able to return it.
Yeah, the show might.
She also had a good line at one point. He's like, I think he said something about not wanting her to feel a certain way. And she says, no offense, I can think whatever the fuck I want right now, Gary. Yeah. I'm heartbroken once again, except now I have to do it in front of the whole world. And they can see how broken I am and how no one chooses me.
It was tough to watch.
It's tough to watch. Imagine being Gary sitting there.
Rough couple days for Gary Turner.
Gary Turner is in a tricky, tricky spot.
While she was letting him have it, and she was letting him have it for a long time, and to his credit, he took his licks.
Gary Turner's going to sit in there, and he's going to take his licks. He's not going to run away from the. He's not going to run away like a younger man.
He doesn't
want to run
away from the grind.
You don't have
Kevin
a
Durant.
Lion tattoo on your fucking shoulder and then run away from the tough times in life. You face him head on. Take your
That's
licks.
Extremely true.
You're getting what you deserve, Gary. Now sit there and take it. And he did.
We have this conversation a lot. I don't know what you do here. Here are some things I wrote down while she was giving it to him. First, ban the L word.
Ban the L word, of course.
I said, I think you have to cancel the Golden Bachelor now. It's too
much.
This emotion is too real. Mm-hmm. Maybe this was a bad idea, this whole show. And we go back. I'm sure listeners are almost tired of hearing us have the conversation, but I don't know what you do in these situations anymore. The toothpaste is out of the tube as far as Leeds saying, I love you to multiple people. That is what they want. That's the tension the show wants. Almost every lead says something semi-confirmational towards two people or more at the end. Gary, of course, went wrong with statements that weren't semi-confirmation. They were hard confirmations. He said, you're my girl to Ellen. He said, you're the one to Leslie. He said, let's do it. Let's live happily ever after to Leslie. He was fast and loose. Those were all unnecessary.
You're on the ride of your life, Rim.
He was.
He's on a ride of his life. I don't want to come off as a Gary apologist, even though I am.
You are.
Card carrying.
Yeah.
You're on the ride of your life. You just say stuff sometimes. And though I'm not even saying those, I didn't get the sense that anything he said was inauthentic. I think he meant all those things.
He meant it, yeah.
I think he meant all those things in the moment. I really do. I think he just was swept up with the emotion. It's emotional. But my
There's,
God.
You always
Yeah,
have
there was
to-
a moment here. They're lucky how it ended because there was a moment here. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if this is worth it. Like, I don't know if this show's worth it. I've had a great time watching this, but all of this, it might be too cruel.
It was
and
so hopeful
Gary,
up until the Leslie stuff. Yeah,
when the Leslie stuff, and then Gary talks to Jesse, who again knocked it out of the park. And there was a moment in there. Well, that's exactly what you should do as a good lead. Chris would be talking his fucking ear off, not letting the moment breathe. Okay?
Yeah, like but the anyways, WWE guy.
There was a moment where even Gary, I think, said, this isn't worth it or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was feeling the same way for a little bit. But I think, you know, I understand that mindset, but this is the show. This is the peak.
This is the show.
This is what you want. This is the best thing that could possibly happen on the show.
I guess I feel a little differently.
I guess the only thing is she keeps talking about what he said off camera. Because otherwise, Gary didn't do anything really wrong from what we could see. But we don't know what happened off camera.
And I think those statements about you're the one and those kinds of things.
But he said those on camera. I mean, that's the show. The lead is supposed to fall in love with multiple people. That's the whole premise of the show. So I was devastated for Leslie, but if he didn't say anything other than what we saw on camera, but I think he said some other stuff on camera that probably was way worse is the problem. Probably. And I have no idea what he said.
Because it occurred before Teresa's too. And we all agree there was a big change during the Teresa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The show will chew you up and it'll spit you out. Leads it and really contestants will. And everybody.
Yeah.
I loved his exit. She was going on. Let him have it.
I'll see myself
like,
out.
Well, guess I'm slapped his knees and it's...
Well,
all right. Well, I guess I'll leave out. I guess I'll head out.
Yeah, Gary, I think you should fucking leave. I think now is the right time. Yeah.
Anything else? Get off. Sorry. And then the worst for me was when Leslie was time is running
position.
Out. Well, and saying time is running out.
Time is running out is devastating.
I get we like to see the heartbreak, but like this whole season, the whole show is the opposite sentiment of that. And for this crushing heartbreak to occur and for the lead to come off like a careless jerk again.
Do you think he came off as a careless jerk, really, though? I don't think that.
I think the argument can be made. Well, I was also watching it like with the article in my mind.
With the article in your mind, for sure.
It was a different lens.
I don't think he did. If the article wouldn't have came out, this is just the perfect ending to a season. Like, the lead fell in love with two people. He handled it fine, I thought. One person ended up devastated. That's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, I guess it just felt too real. It was too real to me, damn it.
It felt too real. It felt very real.
Uncomfortably
real. That's what made it great. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Jesse did arrive to comfort Gary, and this is when he says, I hate myself and everything else. He probably said, fuck the show and the horse he rode in on, but they cut that. And this was the quote about
the only time I've ever felt worse is when my wife passed away, and this is a goddamn close second. She's a good person, and I broke her. This is where he said, this just wasn't worth it at all.
Yeah.
I can't get it out of my head.
And he mentioned a couple times he wouldn't have done this if he knew this is how it was going to go.
Yeah. I mean, probably not. Yeah. She said, he said, I can't get it out of my head, and I don't think I'll ever get it out of my head. The look on her face. It's going to haunt Gary until he dies. Okay? Even if he lives a great life with Teresa moving forward, he will be haunted by the look on Leslie's face.
The back of his mind. It still wasn't worth it. Happily ever after or not. Leslie in studio. Heart on her sleeve, broke down her walls. Mm-hmm. She was confident she would be his final choice. She wrote her vows, picked out a dress. She was so high on the ride Gary was taking her on that the fall hurt even more. So let's bring out Gary. What did you make of their chat?
Long embrace to start. Long embrace.
There's no brief hugs with G-Man. He's not gonna.
Leslie talks about all the great moments. She wanted to give him his forever after. Then she goes into again. She talks about how much his words meant for her because of how genuine and how much integrity he has. Which, I mean, Rim, that's the gift and the curse of being Gary Turner. That's the gift and the curse, Rim. When you're that respected, you have that much integrity. You built a brand on it. You're a show me state guy like Gary. Yeah. You say some things and they get held against you, and they should.
Yeah, well, that's just who you are. You've set the standard.
You've
is
set
the standard
that what you say goes. You can count on what I say. I mean it. Yeah. I don't lie.
Old reliable.
Old reliable Gary.
Straight
that's your
Express.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's 70. You've been doing 72. That for 70 years.
I don't have time to beat around the bush.
He doesn't
lead
beat around
on.
The bush, Rim. He doesn't lead people on. No way. So when that's you, say some stuff and have to go back on it.
You got to answer to it.
You got to answer to it. You got to take your licks. You that's the problem. It's there. A blessing and a curse, folks.
I thought she was setting him up to be like, you have so much integrity, but then like I learned you don't have integrity. I thought she was teeing that up to
teeing
say
up
he
article?
Doesn't have teeing up the
oh
you actually don't have integrity because you went back on your word, but she maintained that he still wasn't
no I think
a,
she
a
was
man of integrity at
yeah she was saying that I mean I understand that you went back on your word, but because of the man that you are
I put so much
you
weight
have to
into
understand
what you said.
The words that you're saying I put a lot of weight into them.
Yeah. He apologizes. She doesn't accept it, but understands it. They did cut to some cast members. They all seem pretty annoyed with Gary. I think Ellen rolled her eyes pretty hard. Like, fucking guy.
Teresa, Leslie did wish Gary and Teresa happiness. It was nice of her. She almost threw up when she said Teresa's name, though. I would like that noted.
Great.
Almost couldn't get that out.
Great question from Jesse. Now, I don't want this to be a Jesse, slobber fest, but it is.
I've never
heard this question asked by the host before. He said, knowing what you know now, do you wish Gary hadn't told you he loved you?
Hmm.
That's a very interesting
great question. Great question from a great host.
I agree. And she answered immediately, no. Oh. I'm glad he told me. It opened my heart.
Yeah.
I wanted to know that answer. And it almost calmed the...
It calmed things down a little bit.
The viewers, yeah.
Yeah, the viewers were, it calmed down a little bit at that moment.
I'm a ban the L word guy. And it was nice to hear a contestant say, I'm still, despite the heartbreak it caused, I'm still glad that they expressed that emotion to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out Leslie. And then Gary tried to announce her as the Golden Bachelorette. He was like, boy, honey, I tell you, I bet you a lot of guys would really love the chance to date to woo a babe like you. Turns toward the camera, starting April 22. The Golden Bachelor. He almost did it.
Just announced it.
He was just, what are you going to stop me? Well, I tell you, this is a real dame, and you should put her in that spot. All right, so on that note, let's watch Reckless Gary
engaged. Jesse, once again, in his absolute bag. If you think you know how tonight ends, you don't. Even though it's exactly how it ended, exactly how we thought.
I think the surprise was a big deal.
The surprise was great.
A big deal.
Yeah, especially for you.
I totally agree.
Wow, blessed. You are blessed. Truly
I'm
blessed.
I'm very excited. But on pay-per-view.
But the thing about Jesse and what makes him so great and what made that comment so great is you thought, wow, is Gary not with Teresa even?
AB, during the proposal and they had Gary on the picture-in-picture, just Gary, and he was crying and it looked sad crying, I thought for a second, did Teresa pass away? Is that the twist? I thought, did something happen to Teresa? Are they not together? Is she no longer with us? What is going on? Because Gary looks so sad watching himself propose to her. That's what I thought.
Sad. Yeah.
Distracting picture in picture. Anyway, always a bummer to go from a bitter breakup, that last...
It's not a bummer. That's the show, everybody.
I know that. I know
what
that.
What are you
but
talking about?
I'm
this
down.
Is...
I was so... I felt
was
that
down.
Segment so much I was down.
Yeah, the segment was
and
heavy.
And I do think the shine came off Gary with the way
I wonder if the shine would have been off without the off-the-screen stuff that we've seen this past week.
I think it would have, but not as much.
Yeah.
The shine is always off every lead.
The shine That's is off every lead. They're letting go of someone that people like in a devastating fashion right after they've probably told them I love you and probably, got intimate with them in the fantasy suites. It's like, it's not a good situation for the lead to be in. It's not a good situation really for anybody.
No.
So yeah, you're going to, but that's how the show, that's what makes the show good. Okay.
I hear you.
You have the breakup is great TV. And then you end on a high note. That's what makes it great. You
Maybe
can't
breakup
make up
should happen before Thanksgiving.
You
and
can't
then
make up
us a
these type of breakups, Rim. No. I've never seen a more real breakup in my life. Okay. You can't write it. You can't put that in a movie, Rim. Not with that emotion.
All right. See myself out. Teresa, lovely, shiny lavender dress.
Mm-hmm.
She never thought she'd love another man again after her husband passed. I thought Teresa gave a wonderful.
I did too.
And I mean this sincerely, a wonderful speech. You could not have scripted a better golden final speech than what she said.
It was great. It was great.
I know how sometimes it feels like the whole world. She wasn't even talking to Gary. She was talking to viewers. She was talking
this
to
was
old
for
people
everybody.
Watching. This was for everybody. Sometimes it feels like the whole world thinks the love is only for the young. And at the age of 70, I was starting to think that myself.
Wow.
Thought she was going to live the rest of her life alone. Until she met Gary.
Bars.
For us, life isn't over. The best is yet to come. It was perfect. I really thought this was wonderful.
It was.
A Gary apologist on board with the fake out. His proposal fake out.
Oh, I was big on board with that. A little, he waited a little bit too long. I don't want to nitpick Gary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just no. A smidge too long. That was too much. Just a, you know, 3 seconds too long. You should have shortened that break between you actually revealing what.
3 seconds would have been too long. When it happened, I go, they extended that pause. They had to. I wanted to do everything I could to act like that was not his fault.
They did. I don't know if they did. It was too long. Because they showed her face. And she was like broken. Oh,
shit.
They showed her around. In real. They showed her in, yeah, she's like, oh, shit. So you saw it. I don't think it was cut up.
You're not the right person for me to live with. Oh, all right. Well,
all right. I guess I'll get out of here.
This is about how long it was.
This is how long it was.
You're the person I can't live without.
Let's
go. Call back to Trista's advice, the first bachelorette she gave him earlier in the season. Then he gets on one knee and he says, I love you 1,000%. I'm never going to stop believing, which is the theme of the season, of course.
Yeah. Well done.
Awesome proposal.
Wow.
He offers her the big golden final rose, which will never
awesome rose. I would love to get one of those.
That's why I was so disappointed when you didn't see that at the last final rose before.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
A couple weeks ago or whenever it was.
That thing's awesome.
Beautiful. So Gary and Teresa in studio.
Yeah.
There wasn't a scene where he picked out a ring with Neil Lane.
Well, I don't think they could. It was too devastating. You didn't want to have a long, you know, getting his suit ready and meeting Neil Lang and calling her kids or whatever. We just got to get to this moment here. Yeah. That was too devastating.
Well, there wasn't enough time. Either you got to squeeze in that hour.
There wasn't enough time either. Yeah.
Teresa didn't even tell her sisters. I don't know what the rules are with that. I feel like you should be able to tell your
members.
Family members
are okay, Teresa.
She might not have trust them.
Yeah, that's kind of what I took it as, is she's got loose-lipped sisters. Yeah. That's what I thought she was saying.
I thought Teresa seemed really just over the moon, really excited to recount their dates, the proposal, all of it. Maybe too over the moon. Revealing that she knocked his boots off in the fantasy suite.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised they didn't cut to Leslie backstage. They zoomed in on the daughters and granddaughters. Surprised they didn't have Leslie back there like, fucking, here we go. And she also nailed the messaging about it never being too late, you know, giving all the love you have till your dying breath.
I thought I got more Teresa personality here in this last segment than I got the rest of the season. I think people didn't like Teresa.
You mentioned
that. I feel like she was out front as the head of this couple now. And
yes.
I thought I got a lot of her personality. I liked what I saw.
I'm totally with you. Out in front of this as the head of this couple is
head
exactly
of the couple.
It. She was leaning forward. She was doing most of the talking. Whereas Teresa through the season was kind of like, not in Gary's shadow, but like quieter.
Well, she was in the shadow of the other ladies in the house too, which is why I think people didn't like her as much.
Yeah. Yeah, this was
I think
good
they liked
Teresa.
Other people more than her, which in turn makes people not like her. Like if she's getting chosen over people that you like more, it makes
what
you have
a
negative thought.
Teresa?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because really, she hasn't done anything to deserve not being liked by people, but she was by far the least liked castmate of the real candidates.
I liked how she mentioned that going out in public, she would hear stories from other people. She did a really great job of selling the show. That was probably a directive, but she brought it back to this is what it's all about type of feeling.
Yeah.
I did not watch the Joey trailer.
No, of course not. I didn't watch that. Don't care.
Well, he's probably going to be a scoundrel by the end. That's my prediction. Hey, Joey. Later, Jesse reveals
you can't
free
watch that either because you'll get spoiled. You'll see who's there later. You can't ever watch that type of stuff. You can't.
Preach
take
the choir.
It from me.
Yeah. Jesse reveals Teresa and Gary get a free vacation to Italy, something they discussed on their first date. A lot of great callbacks, tie-ins, loose ends tied up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the reveal of the Golden Wedding live January 4th on ABC was a little clunky because Gary almost... stole the thunder from it. He was like, well, we'll use it as a honeymoon because we're getting married as soon as we can start planning. And then we're clunky. Well, actually, we have a date for it.
We have a date. I don't know why he didn't announce it.
Month.
We're getting married on January 4th and you're all invited.
Yes.
I feel like he was given those lines and Gary messed him up.
That might have been the case. Because they did just kind of point to the thing and the crowd goes
crazy.
There's
no way they didn't. I feel like he just messed up his lines and live TV's tough.
You're all invited would have hit crazy
You're all invited
hard.
Would have really fucking went hard, wouldn't it have?
Yeah, that would have been great.
That would have really sent the crowd home with something. I want to be there at Gary's Lake House.
It ain't gonna be there. It's gonna be if it's live.
Oh,
it's
I
gonna
think
be,
it'll
on,
be there.
No,
I think it'll
no.
be at the lake house.
No, it'll be on the beach in California.
No. No, the last one was like at the. It was. I feel like it was at the mansion or somewhere. I don't know. It was like
maybe it'll be at the big mansion.
It wasn't at a beach or anything. It was at like a. It felt. Let me tell you what it feels like, Rim. It feels like the royal wedding. That's what it feels
That's
like.
That's what you mentioned.
It felt like it was at a castle.
And
the
I'm
last
a royal wedding
bachelor
enthusiast.
Wedding, I thought, was at a castle or something.
This is, it might not seem like a big deal if you're newer to the show or you're thinking, oh, wow, the engaged couple's getting married.
I think there's a lot of people in your same.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of people that are like, what is AB always talking about with these bachelor weddings? They haven't done
one. You don't
even
talk
one.
About them anymore. They're so far in the past.
How long ago was the last one?
I believe it was Evan and Carly, and that was part of a Paradise episode.
That's
and
not real. That's not a real bachelor wedding. That's not what I'm talking about. Don't even talk about that.
No, I know. I didn't watch that. I think I skipped it when we recapped
that's
that
not
episode
real.
Of Paradise, and I didn't watch their season of Paradise, so I wasn't really into that couple. So I have been watching this show since Ben Hagen's season, and I have not seen, there has not been a whiff of a golden wedding or of a ABC aired wedding since. Rachel and Brian didn't get one. JoJo and Jordan didn't. It's going to be a lot of fun. And one of the things that, I don't know, restores faith in the franchise, if you will. One of the things that people have been hoping would happen for a long time.
We all get to go to the wedding, basically. It's been a long time. What was the date? Did they say January 4th? What day of the week is it?
January 4th, Thursday.
Thursday. Is it live or is this a recording of the wedding?
It's probably one of those deals where it's a recording, but there's a live element with an audience. I don't know.
Mm. Can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
Can't wait.
Would you like to discuss the details of the Hollywood Reporter article, or do you feel as though that time has already passed in the 3 days since it came out?
We can talk about it if you want. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care about the report, by the way. That's my opinion. I don't care. It wasn't
that
bad.
There were some unseemly things. There were some unseemly things that do not look good for Gary or his character.
There were some unseemly things, but, and people have posted some stuff, places I've seen, a lot of it, I mean, it's anonymous people. I don't know what I can possibly take from some of this stuff. Like, direct quotes from Gary, from someone that he didn't say it. It's too loose. I don't know. And
I think they probably, the show and Gary could have avoided it if they did not insist on, they did sell the idea that Gary had not been involved with anyone in a serious way since his wife died. That, I think him saying, I haven't kissed anybody in X number of years, just lies.
Lies.
And that erasure, I'm sure, pissed off his ex who lived with him to the point where she said, fuck this, I'm going to go to the papers or whatever.
Gotta go to the papers.
There were other things in there that I did not like how the implication, which was, oh, they started dating a month after his wife died. Did Gary, you know, it's not for me or anyone else to judge how soon someone enters a relationship after their spouse passes away. It's probably Gary was never alone his whole adult life. Like, maybe he yearns for companionship and wants to start dating again sooner than you might think
in
that scenario.
You're in that scenario. Yeah, you're right. That was the problem I had with it, too. Also, like, he's in the worst stage of his life, so it's understandable if he rushes into things when he's not ready or, you know, makes a decision that he wouldn't make if he was of clear head. I just did not care about this. I really didn't.
I hear you. I understand. I do want to acknowledge
it. When I first saw it, my thought was, oh, well, they've been lying a lot to us about like that he hadn't dated anyone, but that makes a better television show. So I understand why they'd lie about that.
That's why I go back to is I get why they want to present a sanitized.
Yeah.
The less you know about the leads, this is their strategy. The less you know about the leads, the easier it is to project yourself onto them and to see yourself in their story or any of the character stories. If you knew all this, if this was part of his package, it would be like, oh, this is kind of messy.
Yeah.
Or it wouldn't be the fairy tale that they want to sell. We all are entering into this contract with ABC saying, sell me a fairy tale, sell me heartbreak. I get that they're just trying to sell a fantasy. Like, I didn't expect Gary to be
perfect.
Everything perfect. And for me, the season was not about the sterling character of the lead or anyone else on the show. It was like a hopeful, feel good, showing love stories that are forgotten in entertainment. These are old people falling in love. You don't see that on reality TV. So it bummed me out. It dampened that for me reading the article because it was.
Well, it's just annoying to me. It's just annoying. Like these people are 70 years old. I bet there's a bunch of bad shit they've all done. Hmm. It doesn't change my feelings on the show.
It changed my feelings about Gary a little bit, but that's...
It changed him about Gary, for sure.
Yeah, he's less... You know the dirty details about someone's real life and real breakups. It's shitty. That's shitty.
Of course.
Anyway.
Yep. Not great. Not great.
Great show.
Not great.
Great show.
Bad ending. We have this all the time. This happens.
Yes. Yeah.
We have
Zach season. It reminded me of Zach season. We were so close.
We get so close to having just a clean season, and then this drops right before the end, sullying Gary a little bit, our guy. And
yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's I guess why I don't care all that much is because I anticipate like none of these people are going to have completely clean paths. I just really don't relationships wise.
No.
So unless it's something really, really bad, it's not going to affect how I watch the show, really.
Yeah.
There have been some that have changed how I've...
Totally.
You know, there's been worse stuff that's happened, and it changes how I view the show. But this, I enjoyed this finale. It didn't change how I watched it and the entertainment of it.
Yeah.
Which is all I'm watching for.
They could have just not sold us that he hasn't...
What if they just came out right when it started and everything was out there? You know, I had dated, but I wasn't ready. Hmm. I think at one point he even mentioned that he was talking about when was the perfect time to start dating after years. How long ago had she died? His spouse? Was
it like 3 years ago or something? 3 or 4.
So he was talking to someone at one point about how
long do you wait?
You never know when's the perfect time. Like, a lot of people said a year, but then there was no magic time frame for it. So I don't know why they might not have needed to lie about it, really.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
I wasn't like hung up on him never date. I guess I didn't even really think about him never dating since that happened. Even though they had said
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's do a quick couple of mailbag. Most of the mailbag was the link to that article. So there are only a few. This is from 651. My prediction is Teresa wins and Leslie is a golden bachelor. I should add, Leslie is 64 and maybe 65 by the time they film. So I think that's old enough to be golden bachelorette. She's also got a pretty spotless edit, and there's been no outside tea dropped on her. She's gorgeous, and I could see a lot of older men being excited about her as the lead. And with two past divorces, there's a solid storyline other than just being dumped by Gary. I feel very confident about this prediction. We'll check back in post-finale. Thank you, 651.
Do you think Leslie's in the driver's seat for the Golden Bachelorette?
I think so.
Yeah.
And
this was heartbreaking as shit. You can just see this being the first thing you see as the Golden Bachelor starts is this clip of her. Yeah. Heartbroken, real heartbreak, not that fake stuff in the Tahoe.
And I can see the reason why they wouldn't announce it there either. Keep the focus on the on the engagement.
Well, you have the wedding,
the golden wedding, and then also don't you kind of take away from her heartbreak if you say, and blah, 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 you're the Golden Bachelorette. You know, it's too much
about it. Does Leslie go to the wedding and you announce it there?
No. That's crazy talk. What are you thinking? What, you're out of your mind?
Just thinking about what would do best. Yeah. You're going to have a lot of eyes on that.
There's a lot. There were a few comments in here about the article and people being really disappointed in how.
And Gary?
Here's one from 804. If all this is true, I'm so disappointed by this dishonesty with the women about not having dated at all. I realize it's a reality show and they want to sell it, but it's quite the relationship.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To pretend didn't happen, that will easily come to light when he takes a winner home.
Yeah. That's a good point, Ram. Hadn't thought about that. We were disappointed in Gary. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah.
We were disappointed in Gary. He's our guy.
My takeaway from the show was not going to be Gary's the best human who ever lived or Gary is all they say he is. I don't think that about anyone on the show. You don't want to put any of these people on pedestals. They're regular people plucked from the real world to come on TV. My takeaway from the show was, isn't this great seeing these love stories from people who had lost hope? And for all the viewers who may be in the same position, that's the Golden Bachelor.
I do think part of it, though, was how genuine Gary seemed to us.
Gary probably is genuine and nice with people he interacts with on a day-to-day
basis. I'm sure he is. Yeah.
This showed a side that was unseemly in that regard, in a personal relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's all we have.
Did you see Emily went again to, she got, I don't know how she does it, Rim. I really don't. She keeps getting there. Living all of our dreams. After the final rose. Sent us the snack table. It looks even more jam-packed than the last time.
Oh my God, it's a good snack table.
It's absolutely jam-packed. I'm seeing 20 Snickers bars there. I'm seeing 100 grands, I believe. Are those 100 grands?
Those are
100 grands. I'm seeing Almond Joys for my coconut heads out there like myself. Okay. I'm seeing a fucking 30 Twix. You got Famous Amos out the fucking ass.
All right, AB. They got fucking package snacks.
Okay. They went nuts on this one, though, Rim. They went all out. Emily got there again. I did see Emily, I think. I'm pretty sure I saw her on the picture in picture, giving a reaction.
And there's a screenshot here of a selfie Brayden took with her and her friends on his Instagram story.
I bet Brayden, you don't even need to answer this, Emily. I bet Brayden was awesome in person. I really do.
Emily did answer that. Said Brayden was the man.
Okay, there we go.
Being super fun. Thanks for those photos, Emily, and thank you, Emily. You all for mailbag comments all season. Thanks for listening all season. We still have our Paradise, two more episodes of Paradise to discuss.
So was it 1 hour this week, and then we have 2 hours next week finishing it?
Three hours next week finishing it up. I did not watch last night. I feel like a bunch of people broke up. I think we're heading towards a dumpster fire of a finale.
Just how we like it.
Yeah. And then after that, we're off until Joey's season, January 22nd.
No.
We're going to recap the wedding. What are you going to say? Oh, wasn't that cool? Well, they all came by and went to the wedding. Nothing's going to happen in the wedding that's recappable.
Just wait.
Nothing. I promise you. And I've never even seen one. Oh, here's so and so. It's like recapping an award show when no awards are given out. It's just people in an audience.
You're going to want to recap this.
Not a
thing,
chance.
Rem. You don't get it.
You don't
get it. If you've never seen one, you don't get it, what they're about.
I didn't expect to be gatekeeping bachelor weddings, shaming me for not having seen one. Okay, thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Great season.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.